107.5 Frank FM. Good morning, Frank Nation. I always love when I have guests in the studio, and I have a very special guest with me this morning talking about something very important. I would like to welcome Dr. Patrick Bolin. Dr. Bolin is a medical oncologist in Topsom and Scarborough with New England Cancer Specialists. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thanks for the invite. It's great to be here.
What do we need to know about protecting ourselves this summer?
Well, with summer only a few weeks away, it's a great time to talk about how to get all the benefits of the sun, which many of us are familiar with, vitamin D, mood boosting effects. But I think you also need to balance that with good protection. One of the things I've started recommending to many of my patients is rather than using traditional sunscreens, try and use a mineral sunscreen. Another name for that is physical sunscreen.
Okay.
This uses natural minerals, which just sit on your surface of your skin. They reflect UV rays away from the skin, and they don't require that 20-minute wait that traditional sunscreens require.
Oh, good to know. I didn't realize that with the mineral-based sunscreen.
If people want a little bit more information, there's tons of websites online that will rate the toxicity of various cosmetics and sunscreen. One organization I'll recommend is something called EWG. They do great work rating the safety of various cosmetic products, and that includes sunscreens. I think the more that we can use safe products on our skin, the more skin cancers we prevent later in life.
And May not only is Skin Cancer Month, but it was also Clinical Research Month, and we know that New England Cancer Specialists, with your strong connection with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, are at the forefront of research here in New England. So what should our audience know about the research and clinical trials that are happening here in the state of Maine?
Great question. So cancer research has always been incredibly important to me as a cancer specialist. It's one of the primary reasons I chose to join New England Cancer Specialists. We're very proud of our research team, which is dedicated to supporting the significant amount of planning, observation, intervention that goes into every clinical trial. The level of attentiveness by all of our specialists, the researchers, and care teams is exactly why organizations who participate in clinical trials and research like ours have early access to new drugs, higher survival rates, and better overall quality of care. And really, our relationship with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute gives us unprecedented access to clinical trials that no longer require a drive to Boston.
For some of these patients, clinical trials must kind of feel like their only hope. Is there anything exciting that you guys are working on or that's on the horizon in regard to cancer research?
Yes, always. We are always opening new clinical trials, using new drugs targeting cancer in unique ways, or old drugs using in new combinations or earlier in therapy. There's also one new type of therapy, which I'm hoping to talk about soon. All I can say is that will likely be how many types of cancers are targeted in the future, and we are one of really only two or three practices in the entire country which will be able to offer this in an exclusively out-of-hospital, all-outpatient setting.
Wow.
The results we're seeing with our first few patients are staggering, but I really can't tell you any more than that.
Well, that, I mean, sounds incredible. That's really exciting. Fair enough that you can't share that news with us, Dr. Bolin, but what advice would you give to someone out there in Frank Nation that is dealing with this brand new cancer diagnosis?
I think there's three things I would say, and that would be choice, collaboration, and speed.
Mm-hmm.
First off, it's your choice to select the team you want to fight cancer with. Don't let anyone take that decision away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth noting that some providers or doctors may not be able to easily recommend physicians outside of their organization. So really, do your own research. And remember, you always have a choice in who takes care of your cancer. Always get a second opinion. At NEXT, we often collaborate on cases with our colleagues at Dana-Farber. We are second opinion friendly. We're always happy to offer a fresh perspective that is based on a highly experienced team of specialists. And then speed. So starting treatment early is critical. I know at our Topsom practice, we try to see all of our patients with cancer within the week. Find a place that will make time for you.
Well, it sounds like you guys are making time for many, many Mainers who absolutely need the services of New England Cancer Specialists. So thank you so much to Dr. Bolin, of course, a medical oncologist in Topsom and Scarborough with New England Cancer Specialists. And I will get all the details for you, Frank Nation, about how you can reach out and find more information about New England Cancer Specialists. We'll get that up on the Frank FM Facebook page. Dr. Patrick Bolin, thank you so much for taking some time today.
Thank you.